member of the Pod Riot Network.
Let the riot begin.
On PodRiot.com.
This is Punky. This
is Punky. Gooper, Gooper!
Hello, everybody!
Hey, we're back again for another edition of Punky. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And my voice is fucked.
It is. It's got progressively worse over the night.
Yeah, well, of course it has. I've been talking for 3 hours.
Right, it's true.
And I've just been at the Dorset Festival from Saturday night / Sunday morning. I got there at 1:10, more of that later on, until this morning. Ah, scary music! Scary music! And, yeah, basically, I like a twat.
Yes.
I was on Sunday night about just after 9 o'clock. Sunday afternoon at about 4 o'clock,
yeah.
I watched a band, the best punk tribute band I've ever seen, called Fat, Drunk and Stupid.
Nice.
And they were brilliant, but every single song they played, I knew all the words to. And I stood down the front screaming it out. Big mistake.
Oh, dear.
I also, smoked and drank more than any man should do between the hours of 1 and 6. Got in a right mess. Great fun though, brilliant festival, really good fun. More of that later on. Hey, we've got 5 songs again this week, but 2 of them are by the same band.
Ooh,
because we love the Apocalypse Babies.
Yes.
They're a band local to us. We played them before, haven't we?
Yes.
Have we? I think we've played them on the show before. They've got a new album out called The More You Drink, The Better We Sound, basically.
Did they do the Top Gun song?
Yes. They're a fantastic band. And so we're going to play 2 tracks from their new album. Now then, Tone, we're not sure about their MySpace account, are we?
No, they used to have one, but I think it's disappeared.
But they have still got their website.
Yes.
But Tony,
yes.
Do you know what the website is?
I do.
Yeah, go on then.
It's apocalypsebabies.co.uk.
How do you spell babies?
B-A-B-Y-S.
That's right, apocalypsebabies.co.uk. It's Tony 1, website 0.
Come on.
Let's hear it. This is... This one could be for me.
Right.
This one's all about the slow-mo pogo, fellas.
Hey!
It's too old to dance. Too fucking old to dance.
Yeah, I know. That's great.
That's a great song, isn't it?
Lovely pockets.
Great song on a great album. How's your week been?
It's all been right? All right. I mean, yeah, it's been quite boozy.
Yeah?
It happens, yeah. A lot of late-night drinking and going to watch gigs and stuff. It's good.
You went to Ollie Fest on Thursday,
Ollie Fest
didn't
on
you?
Thursday in WhatsApp.
I got a MySpace message from Lenny.
right.
saying what an overwhelming success it was, and it thanks was, that we mentioned it.
It was
and
brilliant. It's quite a big hall.
500 people through the doors.
Is that how many
apparently?
Was there? Because yeah. it was packed in there. Yeah. It's a big fucking
you
room.
Said they had 500 people through the doors over the night, so clearly a lot of money was raised for poor old Ollie. Get well soon, fella.
Yep.
Get well soon, fella.
Apart from the one, there was one act who was quite a young kid who played,
oh, you said,
who,
yeah.
who played James Blunt cover.
Now,
and I was torn.
I know, it's tough, isn't it? Because there's like it's a benefit gig for a young lad who's ill, and then a young lad gets on and does James Blunt. Do you rip his fucking arms off?
It's see, judgment call,
it's
isn't
trouble,
it?
Isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a judgment call.
But anyway, it was a good night.
You did rip his arms off, did you?
Yeah, yeah.
Well done. Well done. Right. Let's do our comments section.
Okay.
All right, I'll do MySpace first. Our MySpace account continues to grow and grow and grow. Thank you very much. MySpace.com/Punky Radio. It's quite a good way to leave us a comment because they don't get cut off.
Yes.
So if you are on MySpace, make sure that you visit our page once a week, listen to the 3-minute profile, mm-hmm. and leave us a comment while you're there. And also, if you like, join our MySpace group, Punky Owns,
yes.
that was set up by the She-Man of Peterborough.
Alex. Thanks for that.
He's even got an ambidextrous name. I'll tell you, you'll see it. We've got a brilliant message from someone later on. We've got a classic upside downer coming up.
Okay.
So here goes MySpace comments. Here we go. I think I've picked top five. I don't think I read this out last week. Here I provide a list of words that rhyme with punky. This is from the mysterious fucking woman of Leeds or something. It goes. Monkey, funky, junky, hunky, chunky, clunky, gunky, donkey, donuts, mwahaha. Perhaps in a future show you could link each of these words directly to punky by way of a humorous tale or a song. Your challenge is set. Love, Alex. Nah, can't be fucking bothered.
Fair enough.
Next, this is from Bucky Sinister. I'll explain Bucky Sinister okay. in a bit. Greetings from San Francisco, which is a mecca for the emos, to where they all travel once a year to cry while eating vegan soup out of a baby's skull. They used to really annoy me until I listened to Punky Radio. Now when I see them riding their cruiser bicycles on the sidewalk, I love yelling Kinblurred in my scariest serial killer voice. That's from Bucky Sinister. Bucky Sinister is a stand-up comic stroke Henry Rollins sort of ranting
right.
spoken word guy, and he's got a CD coming out soon.
Cool.
And you know how I was saying that in the middle bit of the show, we've got Ruby Bresnott, Clito being Brito once a month.
Yeah.
And hopefully we're going to do Judgmental once a month as well.
Yeah.
If you have anything for him to judge, by the way, he's not on this week because I'm out of cinnamon gum.
All right.
But if you have anything for Judgmental to judge, make sure you email poorlybeat@punkyradio.com.
Yes.
We are hoping to get Bucky Sinister doing some classic stand-up, written himself, spoken word audio from autumn. He said Ooh. Wait until the CD's out because the record company won't want me doing anything else until then.
Yeah.
Absolutely fair enough. I went, yeah, nice one, man.
I've got a future idea, but we're
you've got a future
more
idea.
More about it later.
More of that later. Next one's from Chelsea. What the hell is wrong with you, Paul, with the way you treat Tony and the way he doesn't have the balls to either give a shit or stand up for himself? He's going to turn into the fellow who goes completely fucking insane and shoots people because they talk too loudly. Just thought I'd share my observations so when he is completely bonkers, I'd know I have done my part to prevent it. Much love to Punky, the Chelsea.
Can I suggest Chelsea joins my fan club?
Yeah. Which is?
MySpace.com/treattonelynicely.
Oh, good grief.
Thanks for saying that.
Argyle Dan. I like Argyle Dan. We haven't heard from him for a while.
Oh, yeah.
Argyle Dan. Yarg.
Yarr.
He was one of our first MySpace blokes, actually. What's up, guys? Thought I'd leave a real comment beside the emailing. Anyways, I've got to say, for being all punk rock and overall nut jobs, you guys deliver. Every single week there's a new episode. Even when you weren't there, you recorded a show for the future. That was fantastic. Other podcasts I've listened to are so random with producing new shows, it's disheartening and discouraging, but not punky. By the way, that song from this past show, something like Fuck the Tourists, was awesome. That one really hit home, being that I work in New York City blocks away from Times Square. Fuck them. Argyle Dan. Yarg. It wasn't Fuck the Tourists, it was Fuck the Tories.
But Panhead.
We like your sentiment. Yeah. Panhead. knob cramp. Hey, I'm loving this one. Greetings from Madison, Wisconsin. Yeah, we were on
Yay.
About Madison, weren't we?
Yeah.
Last week. As it, we're clearly picking up a few listeners in Wisconsin.
Yep, Wicked Radio.
WickedRadio.com. We're going out on FM. How long for? I don't know. Your podcast is spreading faster than mouth herpes at a blowjob convention. Like Punky Radio, the sores only last for a few days until the next exposure when the next podcast comes up. Keep up the good work, mates. I know your show is fucking the cat's pyjamas because my wife pukes at the sound of your voices. Or maybe that's because she's the mother of Satan's child, expected this October. Keep up the fucking awesome show. Yours truly, the Bloodunner. P.S. When you've said Wisconsin, you've said it all.
Nice.
Wisconsin, if you're listening, hello, cheeseheads. Wisconsin has got the best roads in America. Have we talked about this before?
No.
It's got, because you know in the States, a lot of the roads are made out of concrete, there's potholes in them, I don't know how everyone's tyres don't blow up. Wisconsin, no. Lovely, beautiful tarmac
really?
Roads, yeah. Because Wisconsin is the dairy state, and they have to have good roads, otherwise all the cheese, all the milk will turn to cheese.
Nice.
In the milk vans.
Always looking.
Always thinking. That's the thing, as soon as it crosses the border to Illinois or Minnesota, instant cheese. But in Wisconsin, lovely, gorgeous milk. You had a chocolate milk round at my house, didn't you?
Oh,
I made
nice.
You chocolate milk.
Yeah?
Yeah, I like chocolate milks.
Oh, not... we rock and roll.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We won't tell them what was in it. It was chocolate milk and amphetamines.
Yeah.
It was cool, though. Zombie ghost train. Great stuff. Right, then. Yes. You've got Podcast Alley.
I've got the Podcast Alley comments. If you haven't voted for us yet this month, please do.
Vote
for us at podcastalley.com. But if you go to punkyradio.com, at the top of the page, there is an important link. Please vote for us.
It's a piece of piss.
Piece of piss. All you do, click on that, enter your email address, and if you want, a subject and a comment.
And do us a favour and fucking vote, because there's all these poxy bastards.
Oh, I've not even checked where we are now. We're third still.
I've checked how many votes we've got. I haven't checked our position.
Right.
But we're certainly under pressure from a number of arse bandits.
The smacktards. Right, okay. Yeah. These are the top comments for this week. You ever notice that when you take a piss late at night after drinking, it sounds a lot like a bunch of squirrels teams to kill Kenny G? And that's some ugly shoes. That'll be Jeff then.
I'm getting increasingly worried about that, man.
All you need to do, if you got the voices in your head, as I said before, go into a church, they stop.
You sure about that?
Yeah.
They normally start when I go. Mind you, I have to be dragged in kicking and screaming and...
Yeah, that'll be it.
Yeah.
Filth! I got whipped in Torture Garden this weekend. The more amusing thing was it was a tranny with a flogger doing it. It friggin' hurt like hell, and I ran off squealing like Tony when someone's taking him in the arse. In it. Several wanky men were present enjoying a goo, and then it cut off, because Podcast Alley.
But who's
off.
That from?
That's from Rob.
That's from one of your own friends.
You see, Nat, I read this comment online, going, oh, that's quite confusing, and but I didn't realise who it was.
Yeah.
But...
One of your own friends is accusing you of squealing when you take it up the arse.
Yeah. The thing is, he...
Oh, that's a bit rude.
The reason I remember that is because at Torture Garden, he sent me an email a while back with pictures from this S&M club in London.
Why does he keep going to these places?
I don't know. He's a bit strange as
does
well.
Does he listen to Kinky Sex Radio?
Yeah.
Probably ought to.
Since he turned 30, he's gone a bit weird. And he was a fucking weirdo before that.
All right, easy.
Took me Ministry of Sound. He will pay. Ministry of Sound in a carry-on. Great show.
Ministry of fucking Sound.
You bastards have a really entertaining show with
thank
great
you.
Music. Keep it up from a vodka. A vodka. Thank you very much.
Thank you
nice
very
comment.
Much. Nice comment.
Oh. Munge Plunker.
Uh-oh.
Tempt sound with this.
Uh-oh.
Marp, marpity fucking marp. Punk is a bag of stale goat wank splat. Well, actually, you're crotch sniffing twat flangers rock. Keep assaulting my iPod, you jizz bait hamster felching cunt farts.
That's very nice. That's queef cake to you and me.
Yeah. Switched back, Gary.
Thank you, Gary.
Thank
I
you,
think.
Gary. For, yeah.
Yeah.
Good use of felching. It's been a while. Dudes, you've got to get to Madison, Wisconsin. Stat. Just don't mention to them that you're emo. It's off the hizzy. Show is great again. Best of luck, you spooge-swallowing, rusty, tromboning, ball-cupping, pinky-sniffing, punky from Big Mike.
I think that's Big Mike from X Super Action Show.
Right.
I love Big Mike. If it is that Big Mike, thank you very much, Big Mike, for still listening.
Who says we're emo?
Who says we're emo?
Just don't mention to them you're emo. We're not emo.
I fucking hate Big Mike.
Oh, woohoo! Well, not much to say, really, but you guys rock more than throwing shit at a monkey party that you weren't invited to.
Oh.
Keep the show hot. Two don't you write anything smart. Ads.
That's ads from Australia, isn't it?
Is it?
I think that's ads. Ads from Oz, yeah.
Right.
Thanks, ads.
That's the that podcast added comments,
I'm
yeah.
going to save the messages because I want to get on with the next song.
Okie chokey.
All right. Next song, I got this through. Now, the first one, the Apocalypse Babies are from round here, Sherwood Forest.
Yeah.
Next band on, Judder and the Jackrabbits.
Right.
Norwich.
Norwich.
On the Côte de Roussillon.
Yeah, I mean the Norwich.
I found their MySpace profile and I thought, fuck me, man, this is perfect. They said, we want to start a band that combines the madness of Demented Argo
right.
with the aggression of hardcore. So I'll give this a fucking listen.
Yeah.
See what you think of it, man.
Okay.
All of you out there in podcast land, see what you think of it. This song is... Oh, no, the song's called Death for the Dead.
Right.
Now, they got a MySpace account.
Okay.
Can you guess what it is, Tony? They're called Juddo and the Jackrabbits.
Right. Is it myspace.com/... Juddo and the Jackrabbits?
No.
Is it myspace.com/ the Jackrabbits?
No.
One more.
Three strikes and you're out. Do you want to do it?
myspace.com/1295/78.
Nearly. It's myspace.com/ Judder Jackrabbits. They'll be on the top 24, as with most of the bands this week.
What a
right.
Cram.
Here goes. Judder and the Jackrabbits, Death for the Dead. See what you think of this. Judder and the Jackrabbits.
Wah! Wah! Wah!
That's really good, that.
Make, it's the actions I like.
Yeah, carry on. Make sure you check out Judder and Jackrabbits. MySpace.com/ Judder and Jackrabbits. Judder Jackrabbits, they will be on our MySpace top 24. If I find them tomorrow.
Nice.
In amongst our fucking 58 pages of Super Friends. Hey, do you know what? The most downloaded podcast there is,
right.
Keith and the Girl,
yep.
has got less MySpace friends than we have. That makes me want to dance.
Jousters.
That makes Uncle Foamy want to stand up and tap dance. Right, let's do emails and messages.
Okay.
All right, now, the best way to send us a proper message, if you've got something proper to say, is to email paulieb@punkyradio.com or tony@punkyradio.com.
Yes.
All right, and I've got four this week. Hey, Smacktards. Thanks for adding me. Need some advice. An emo kid is stalking me over the internet and writing about me in a diary in kitten blood. Though I do believe all emos should be suffocated, I really don't want to be responsible for this one dying from blood loss to a lower arm. I need to know how to tell her to fuck off. Always looking, James Swindon.
Right.
James, it's easy, man. Just say to her, you'll meet her on the roundabout. Swindon's got the greatest roundabout in the fucking world, man. The magic roundabout. It's a big roundabout
right.
with six mini roundabouts round
all
it.
All evil.
Twinned with one in Hemel Hempstead.
You love roundabouts.
I fucking love them. And it's got the ultimate... Do you know, the Swindon roundabout, right. the as it's known as the magic roundabout,
yeah.
I drove around that. Do you know what? It was the best 2 years of my life. you can't get off it. It's mental. Just say to her, James, just say, I'll meet you on the roundabout. Drive down. Jimmy, nice. That's fucking ever.
Cool.
Be brilliant. Hey up, our kid. This is from Fatboy. Great show, and as you're always rattling on about it, I thought I'd vote on Podcast Alley. Fuck me if it didn't send me an email insisting I downloaded Turkish to be able to vote. What's that all about?
Turkish?
Turkish. Turkish. That's what he said. Hmm. Isn't that a fucking chocolate bar that looks like an ethnic hatchet wound?
Yeah.
My road... Oh. NY road, I did... Any road. Oh, just
oh,
fucking...
Tech speak.
Any road. I did some surfing, and after feeling pretty old, with your average listener about 14 years old, apparently, I felt quite rejuvenated seeing your ugly mug. Ha-ha. I see the missus is a bit lush, though. Top marks. Roll on next Tuesday. Cheers, fat boy. Fat boy, fuck off. Right. Paulie. This is from Jeff again. Paulie. I'm sending you a fantastic phrase I heard early this week. The band Zenkill, a wonderfully obscene punk psychobilly act, you need them on your show, was playing The Princess, the theatre in Columbus, Mississippi that he runs. The lead singer, Shannon, spotted an emo kid near the front and told him, you're so emo that whenever you hear Bauhaus, you automatically start masturbating and crying at the same time. Luckily, I was there to supply shouts of Kindblood. I'm always looking in case someone needs help. Anyway, it was fun and I thought you'd enjoy it. Cheers, Jeff. Do you know what? There's emo kids everywhere. It's like there's some sort of production line or something. It's like somewhere in the world it's going... Here we go. My favourite message of the week.
Okay.
This is from an upside downer. That is the title... of the email.
What, from an upside downer?
From an upside downer.
Nice.
She's actually called herself the Gay Maker. We have mentioned her before.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Punky, oh, you ass eaters. How I've missed you. It's been a while since the last time I wrote you guys. I'm currently listening to the August 8th show, last week's. I'm really liking Clito. Oh, I bet you are. My friend Nige, remember her? Well, oh, she and I were talking. If a lesbian is an upside downer, what does that make gay men? Right side up, backwards men. Oh, the world is so confusing. Kid blood. Paul should come to shitty colder than a moose tit upstate New York. Anyway, talk to you fur fags later. The Gay Maker.
Right.
Now...
Just you, then.
She actually asked me... When she said that, I sent her a message back saying, look, I'm afraid the only reason that we've called lesbians upside-downers is because that's what my father-in-law calls lesbians.
Yes.
On that basis... I'm afraid the only thing I've got to say to you is what the definitive punky name for gay men should be is ambidextrous. Just, that's what he calls gay men. Upside downers, and he's a bit ambidextrous. Yeah. That's it. So I'm sorry that I can't be more help there. Right, Tone, can you say something? I've got to do this.
MySpace.com, don't forget we've got our punky group on there. Punky owns. If you go to MySpace.com/punky radio, there's a link on there to the group. Getting a bit more chatty lately, thanks to Chantel, Amanda, and all of the people on there. And don't forget also, I mentioned it before, my fan club, myspace.com/treattonynicely. So there's, you know, it's mainly female populations currently, but hey, we're open to both sexes.
You know it's only a matter of time before there's a MySpace profile that says spank Tony like a bitch, don't you?
Well, it might be an offshoot, a splinter group or something like that, but yeah. I'm quite fat. Thank you all who's joined that group.
We
by
are
the way.
Gonna
I'm
start,
not posted really on there. But
we are going to start mentioning posts on the Punky Owns group, so that'll be yet another way to get in touch with us.
Yeah.
And every once in a while, we'll be. It's a good place to go for when we're discussing the show and how you'd like it to change and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's good.
I mean, a lot of people talk to the comments, but it's hard to follow it. So if you're on there, there's like a forum.
You find out what is going on with the show.
And
quite good, basically.
Check it daily.
I like it. Thank you very much, man, woman of Peterborough, for setting it up. Right, next track. Next track. This is the Skags.
Oh,
we went to see the Skags, didn't we?
Brilliant band.
They were on with Riot Squad.
Riot Squad and Verbal Warning.
Verbal Warning.
Yes.
And the Skags, they sent us a 4-track EP, and I really liked it. And I thought, fuck it, we'll play something of that. That'll be nice. Couldn't play it on our proper radio show.
No.
Because of the filthy, dirty language
it's
all the
dirty.
Way through all the songs, but they're a bit, if you know the Arctic Monkeys, they're a bit like they're a bit punkier than the Arctic Monkeys. But Chav and Dave out of the Chavs, well, standing
bass,
player. Standing bass player Dave, his son's on drums.
He did a fine job as well.
And their guitarist looks like Chesney Hawkes.
Yeah, he is. The one and only.
He is the skin and bony. Right, here goes. This is Whitwell. I love that.
That's great good, band live as well.
Great live band, yeah.
Great, yeah.
I mean, considering they haven't been going very long.
No.
Really, really good. And they're obviously very honoured as well, because they, of course, have shared a rehearsal room with the Chavs.
Of course,
lucky
yes.
people. I hope they enjoyed being played on that, because they are a new band, and normally we play bands that have got CDs out ready to sell and all that, but they're brand spanking new. Yeah. But they're on MySpace already.
Yeah.
What is their MySpace address?
Is it myspace.com/theskags?
It either is, or it might just be Skags with a Z. Right. But they'll be on our top 24 tomorrow.
Cool.
At some point. I'll say tomorrow, when you're listening to it out there in podcast land. It's now. Yeah.
Well, it already is tomorrow.
I was told something. I'll be talking about the festival a little bit later on.
Yeah.
But there was a guy I met at the festival over the weekend. In fact, on, Sunday night, I met him about 11:30.
Yeah.
And I left him at 2:22 in the morning. And it was this older man who's got real kind of hippie burnout trail. And he used to put on a festival at Stonehenge once a year.
Right.
And it was really funny because he just came out with the odd comment that was really funny. For example, and I quote, "I moved to Bournemouth 12 years ago to become a pagan. Do you want a spliff?" It's fantastic, right? But great bloke. And he said, oh, yeah. He said, when we used to do the festival at Stonehenge, there would always be a load of American tourists showing up to see it anyway, to just see Stonehenge. And when they were there, we'd always walk up to them and say, hey, if you go and stand directly in the middle of Stonehenge, it's directly above the centre of the earth. And they'd be really impressed and go and stand on it, go, I'm above the centre of the earth. Well, every single spot on the planet is directly above the centre of the earth. He was going, man, we found it really funny. What a spiff. It was fucking great. Yeah, anyway, more of that shortly. Right, you've got a twat, have you?
I have.
Go for it.
So don't forget, everybody, If you have a Twats anomaly, please email me, tony@punkyradio.com, with the Twats name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination.
And make sure you do, because we've been running a bit low on Twat of late, haven't we?
Yeah. Past couple of weeks, not many emails, apart from Poco.
Everyone's on holiday.
That is true.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's the August.
Everyone's on vacation.
It's the August drag factor.
Oh, Chantel, yes. You're a tit for doing the slow-mo pogo when you're 15.
That's true. You've
got to mention that.
It's got to be old. It's got to be older for that. Older.
Yeah.
But she's great for being on TTN. Treat Tony
nicely.
Oh,
yeah, for goodness sake.
Anyway.
Oh, good grief.
This is from Laura. It's a twat. Okay. I have a twat for you. I was going to nominate James fucking Blunt, but figured it's too good for him.
Yeah.
So I decided on Robert Cruise, my stepdad from Sheffield. This is because one day when he gets back from work in a rather bad mood, decided to blame me, to blame his bad mood on me. On this particular day, I was playing my music rather loud. I was playing Phineas Cage. MySpace.com for us, Phineas Cage. Fair Anyways, enough. He decided to ban me from the computer for a whole month, meaning I was deprived from the almighty Punky.
Oh no!
For a month. When I mentioned this, completely shocked, he banned me from going out anywhere for a month as well. So I chucked in some of your almighty Punky vocab, I couldn't help myself, and told him to go drown in kitten blood with James Blunt. This didn't go down too well, as you can imagine.
Go and drown in kitten blood with James Blunt, you kitten serb. Kitten serb.
So she ended up getting banned from everything for 2 whole months.
Oh, well, worth
it. For banning me from going out, and the worst crime ever, depriving me of the almighty Punky.
Oh, no.
For 2 whole months, I think Robert Cruise deserves to be named unofficially a twat.
I fully agree.
So, Robert Cruise from Sheffield
is a twat.
Thank you for that.
This is Jeff
James,
Ugly Shoes and Seven Serves, isn't it?
Every week,
still haven't done the new beds thing, even though we have now loaded up the thing that I needed to do the things I've got to do.
Yep.
But then I went away straight away, and then I couldn't find them today because it's changed its name without telling me.
Yeah.
And you've hidden it in my own computer.
That's right.
But we are going to find it tomorrow. Maybe you'll help me do it tomorrow.
But the wheels are in motion. Yes, tomorrow we're sorting Punky business out.
In fact, by the time you hear this,
Punky business,
you lot out there in podcast land, we might have done it.
Yeah.
That'd be good, wouldn't
it? We'll be eating buffalo burgers.
We're racing through the show tonight, aren't we? I'm ready for the next track.
All right, cool. Do it.
Destructors 666. We played them before.
Yep.
They used to be called The Destructors. They are now called Destructors 666. And it's very important that you do get the names right. I know how annoying it is when you get someone's name wrong on a poster or on a flyer or whatever.
Yeah.
They are Destructors 666. What is their website, Tony?
Is it destructors666.com?
It is!
Is it?
Yeah! I believe that is Tony 3, Internet 1.
Yeah.
It's an unassailable lead this week, mate.
I reckon I know the fifth band's one as well. Seems we've already done it tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
I might ask you another question, though.
Oh, shit.
You hadn't thought of that, had you, son?
No, don't ask me to spell something again.
And it might be for 3 points.
Not another spelling bee.
It might be for 3 points.
Okay.
I got a message from...
I'm not the smartest peanut in the
I got
head,
a message
really.
From the lovely Nickaby Lufthaven, by the way.
All right.
Saying thank you very much for playing us. It was a pleasure, Nickaby Lufthaven, of Norway.
I'm glad we eventually got there with your spelling.
Yeah.
I'm rubbish
they
at spelling.
They didn't mention that, actually.
Didn't they?
They didn't say your co-host is a fucking retard.
No.
They left that out. Very
it's
nice
quite
of them, really.
Polite of them, really, then, isn't it? It's clearly quite
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, embarrassing.
Anyway, thank you very much, Nickaby Lufthaven, for getting back in touch with us.
Yes.
We appreciate it very much. And we might play again sometime. Because there's a load more good stuff on their CD. They won't be on our top 24 anymore. They'll have been replaced. So I'm going to give you another chance to do their name, Tony.
Oh, God, no.
It's myspace.com/...
Evil Git.
No. myspace.com/...
Nickaby Lufthaven.
Spelt.
Ah. N.
Yeah.
I.
Yeah.
K.
Yeah.
K.
Yeah.
E.
Yeah.
B.
Yeah.
Y.
Yeah.
L.
Yeah.
U.
Yeah.
F.
Yeah.
T.
Yeah.
H.
Yeah.
A.
Yeah.
B.
Yeah.
M. I'm Spunks. Go here!
Get in!
Get in!
Get in! This is Destructors 666. This is from a new single that they've... Once again, it's a split single with Destructors 666 and Angels of Malice, but at least a couple of fellas in the band are in both bands, so that makes sense that they've done it like that. But this is Destructors 666, and this is The Neighbour of the Beast.
Of going to heaven, living at number 666, Dark Lord Apocalypse, Hell Squash shouts, Ransom Reeves, Hellbound Dead from Moldy Graves.
Saturdays appear no shade. Number one party, All Hallows Eve. For every bad day, a base received. Rock and roll, hell to pay. In the new light, All Souls Day. I'm the neighbor of the beast.
He's the neighbour of the beast.
Wah! Wah! Wah!
That is Destructor 666. Check him out, destructor666.com. I think we have got them on our MySpace, I'll find it out. You can also find out about them at captainoi.com.
Right.
The UK's premier punk label, friends of the show. Thank you very much, right. Captain Oi. It was Wasted Festival last weekend, wasn't it? And
it was.
Apparently it was sellout.
Apparently great really news. Good as well.
Last ever one, 5,000 punk rockers in Blackpool.
Blackpool.
Brilliant. That should be enough to take on the chaps. So, while Wasted was going on, I couldn't go this year because I'd already been booked in this other festival.
Yeah.
Endorse It. I think it's the third year that it's run. It's the first year that they've kind of upped it. First 2 years, they just had two stages and one sort of field with them in. Mm. This year, they had five stages and all the bits and bobs.
Bloody hell.
Really good. Really good fun. And the stage we were on was brilliant. But anyway, I had spoken to my mate Bentley, who was running the comedy, and we decided that I was going to come down after my gig in Bristol on Saturday night. It's about an hour and a half drive.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't really give me very good directions. He just said, don't worry, there's loads of signs for endorse it, you'll find it.
Okay.
And, you know, I believe maps are for homs and would much rather just drive somewhere and find out myself. So I leave the gig, and the idea was that I was going to be opening the gig in Bristol.
Yeah.
So I'd get away from there about 10, be down at the festival for 11:30, things would still be going on, it'd be brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
Got to the gig on the Friday and they said, listen, Paul, you've got to headline it. Because of the bill and how it is, you know. I went, fucking hell. So I found out Bentley. I said, listen, this is on the Friday.
Yeah.
I said, listen, man, I'm not sure whether I'm going to come down because I'm on last. So I'm not going to get away till nearly midnight. I'm not going to get to you till about 1:30.
Mm.
He said, and I quote, no, still come down. It'll be brilliant. We'll be drinking in the artist enclosure, which is basically a double-decker bus with a bar in it. Right? Brilliant.
Which is just genius.
That is the bit of the conversation he then promptly forgot straight away.
Right.
Got it into his head I was coming down Sunday, but didn't tell me that.
Okay.
I leave Bristol at 11:45. I do an hour and a half drive to this gig, which is outside of Salisbury. But the route I took, I might bore you a bit here, but I did the M4 as far as the Chippenham turnoff, took the A350 as far as Shaftesbury, and then cut across on the B6081.
Wow.
Via Tollard Royal. Now, mate,
fucking hell.
When a B road gets into the thousands, you know it's not a very significant road.
Yeah.
But this road was significant.
Okay.
Yeah. Because just before Tollard Royal, I got one of the scariest signs I've ever seen. It just said, zigzag hill. Right? What is going to happen here? Now, bearing in mind it's in Dorset, zigzag hill. Did exactly what was on the tin. It was a hill and fuck me, it zigzagged. Right? And it was the scarps. You know, I was going on about Sutton Bank when I did the bike festival.
Right.
Same sort of deal, but more intense. It was like a cliff face with a road up the side of it that was seriously zigzagging.
Right.
And in their infinite wisdom, the good people of the Dorset / Wiltshire border, where this thing was, had the chevrons only marked for the hairpin bends for people on the way down.
Right.
So they were the wrong way round for people on the way up. So every time he said hairpin bend one way, it was actually going the other way. Well, that was freaking me out, I'll tell you. He's like, ah! And I've got an automatic, so it's all right. I didn't have to keep changing gear. But he was just taking hilarious fucking handbrake turns all the way up this hill. Got up to the top. And then again, it's this big scarp. It's scarp and then the plateau on the top.
Yeah.
The festival's on this big plateau. It's brilliant, brilliant place. Got there at 1:10. Get to the gate. Say, listen, I've spoken to Bentley running the comedy. He said that there's a wristband waiting for me in the production office in the folder marked Bentley.
Right.
Bloke on the gate says, I've never heard of Bentley. I think, this could be interesting.
Okay.
Anyway, he radios through at the office. They have heard of Bentley, but don't know I'm coming. Because Bentley's right. completely forgotten about it. Okay. But they say, oh, I'm coming anyway, and they'll sort me out when I get in. So Bentley said he's going to meet me at this bus. I still don't know he's not going to meet me at this bus. I get into the bus about 1:15. I haven't got a wristband on. I shouldn't be in the festival without a wristband. But everyone's been dead friendly, or so I think. Anyway, I waited the bus for an hour.
Right.
Have a couple of drinks, you know.
Yeah.
Rude not to. But think, I can't get too hammered because I haven't got a wristband on. If I get drunk,
yeah.
I'm going to wander out and they're not going to let me back in because I'll just be some random drunken bloke saying I'm important.
Saying, do you know who I am?
Yeah, and they'll go, no, mate. I said, you know who Bentley is? No, mate. Oh, shit. Fucking hell. And he's got my sleeping arrangements. He's put me a tent up somewhere, but I don't know where it is. So they say I can park up in this one spot and then I it's right by the artist's bit, artist and crew bit, right?
Yeah.
And the car's right by where the artist refreshments are.
Uh-huh.
This bus, right? So again, I have a couple of drinks, but I don't go in the bus because I figured I'm more likely to see him outside, right?
Yeah.
It turns a bit nippy, what with it being 2:15 in the morning. I'm just in the stage shirt I was wearing from the other gig, but I've got a fleece in the car. I think, oh, do you know what? It's getting a bit cold. I probably ought to go and get a fleece. Hang on, I haven't got a wristband.
Right.
If I leave the artist enclosure, am I going to be allowed back in? So I go up to this enormous marshal.
Right.
Massive fella. Massive steward. Bald head, big beard. Looking quite intense.
Yeah.
And I walked up to him. I said, listen, man, I haven't got a wristband. I should have. I'm waiting for one. I'm in the stage shirt I was wearing from a gig in Bristol. I'm supposed to be meeting a bloke called Bentley. No one seems to know who the fuck he is or where he is. I'm getting really cold. Can I nip to my car, which is just over there,
yeah,
and get a fleece out so I can warm up a bit? And he looked at me, looked forward really, really seriously, and then just got hold of both of my ears and went, oh, your cold little ears. And that just summed up the whole festival. He said, yeah, of course you can, man. Go off and do it. So anyway, I went and got a fleece, came back, and waited around then for another fucking load. Had a walk around the festival, came back. The this lovely girl who was running the wristbands and that,
yeah,
managed to bump into her. She went, yeah, it's all right. Bentley's around somewhere. We don't know fucking where he is.
Okay.
Right. She said, I'll sort out your wristband. Got me a wristband. I'm then at liberty to enjoy myself.
Yep.
Go out into the festival and bumped into another comic called Susan Murray.
Okay.
And basically, she fucking saved me. She said, yeah, look, come in this tent, have a few beers. I know where Bentley is. Staggered back to...
Oh, God.
6 a.m. Absolutely. What I'd done, I'd had 2 bottles of Tanglefoot.
Right.
Then I'd gone and got my fleece. Then I'd gone and had a cup of tea because I was cold.
Right.
Then I bumped into Susan Murray. And then I had 6 pints of stale pressed cider.
Is this Sunday morning?
Saturday night, Sunday morning, yeah.
I got to bed at 5 o'clock Sunday morning. Hey. Well, carry on. That's a really quick
synchronicity.
Ooh.
Well, why don't you talk about you then?
Oh, I was just having a sad night in with the lads. me and Corey sat in. We watched X-Men 3 and then about 4 seasons of Red Dwarf.
Oh, really?
Absolutely shit-faced. It was great.
Well, I was fucked. Right. She takes me back to Bentley's sleep. He's got this new Volvo Estate that he bought for £700 with 300,000 miles on the clock. But it looks very comfy.
Right.
And he puts silver foil up in front of all the windows to black it out and keep him cool. Right. And I was furious with him because I'd been fucking sitting up half the night.
Yeah.
Ian Cognito was there as well with his kids in the tent. Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, yeah. Bentley's car was about 15 yards for my car. And I've been walking around the festival for 5 hours and my tent's next to where I've fucking parked. Anyway, I thought, I need to check out which tent is mine. I'm going to have to wake him up.
Yeah, yeah.
So I just banged on the window. Bentley! Bentley! Woke him up. Don't remember any of this. He went, your tent's down there next to the car. Went, thanks very much. He said, Paul, I watched you. It took you approximately 1.5 seconds to fall asleep.
Bentley the pirate.
Yeah. So, right, you'll just have to say something for a minute.
Okay. Don't forget, you can visit punkyradio.com. We're going to change the site a bit over the next couple of weeks.
You're going to have to start having a list of things to say, aren't you? Because I ask you every week.
Yeah, but you don't. But it's just going to drop me in and go, right, now you
say something. Talk now.
And it's hard.
Yeah, so that was all right. Had a nice sleep. Woke up the next day. Had a lovely day watching Fat, Drunk, Stupid. Did the gig that night. It was brilliant because there were 200 people in that tent and I got them all singing Randy the Cowpoke.
Nice.
Right? And I just saw, I actually mentioned it on stage, but I said, wouldn't it be weird if you were stoned off your nut on mushrooms or whatever and you walk past this tent right now, bearing in mind there's a dance tent over there and there's a reggae band on the stage, and you walk past this tent and there's 200 people going, Randy the Cowpoke, Randy the Cowpoke, because there was. There was a bloke walking around the back of the tent who must have been shrooming the way he was acting, and he just, as he walked past the tent, I'm on stage, everyone's facing me.
Yeah.
And I just see this knackered old geezer at the back just look around and go, duh! Like that. It was brilliant. Really good. Anyway.
You didn't dance or anything?
No. There was a girl dancing down the front. It was really freaking me out.
Really?
I kept saying to her, look, you don't dance to this. You listen to it. And she was giving me suggestive glances.
Suggesting what?
I don't know.
All right.
I didn't wait to find out. I hot-footed it out of there.
It's like the guy when we did the Chaz gig a few months ago, the one at Christmas, with the guy who got to the front and danced with... For the Clash one. Should I say or should I go?
Yeah, he does.
He's just weird oriental, didn't he? Fucking dance. And you've never seen him because you gig in your sunglasses, so you can't see shit.
Oh, I can't see anything.
But he did that, and he did Too Drunk to Fuck.
Oh, right.
That must be his two party numbers.
There
that he
two
knows.
Party numbers.
I know these ones. And then he fucks off. Fuck knows who he is.
Doesn't matter.
I do a video of him there somewhere.
Last song.
That's a different story. Yes.
Last song. Back to the First.
Oh, yeah.
Back to the First. We're going to play another Apocalypse Baby song from their fabulous album, The More You Drink. It's a new album out. You can find out about them at apocalypsebabies.co.uk. We also have the lead singer's MySpace profile, and he will be on our top eight, and he's Asterix.
Yes.
What's his MySpace address?
Oh, nasty. MySpace.com/Asterix?
No. Do you know what his full name is?
No.
Asterix the Brat.
Oh,
I'm going
to
give you another go now.
Is it?
What is MySpace?
MySpace.com/AsterixTheBrat?
No.
Asterix Brat?
No.
Brat Asterix?
No. You're losing this one.
Bratty Bratty Brat Brat Asterix?
This is for 3 points. That could mean you lose 4-3 as well.
Now.
Yeah.
Don't
fair. It is, yeah. No, umpire. Sorry, man. My decision is final.
Asterix Brat?
No. MySpace.com/MrBrat.
Oh, yeah.
You've lost 4-3, man.
Stanky little chuff. That's on.
I think every single one of our listeners is going to love this song for many different reasons. Our Canadian listeners will appreciate the pathos. Our English listeners will appreciate the situation this great sceptred isle of ours is in at the moment. And our American listeners will appreciate it because it's called Sucking the Dick of America. I'm sorry, there's no one here right now, so please leave a message. Who left us that the comment on our MySpace page?
Kayla.
Was it Kayla? Who said, would you do a an answer phone message? We will. We'll do one this week and we'll put it on the MySpace page. So,
okay.
Should you want to have a punky answer phone message, we're going to do one for you.
Okay.
We're going to do it tonight, it'll be on.
I think it was Kayla, I think.
It was Kayla. Great idea, Kayla, if it was you. If it wasn't you, great idea, whoever it was.
Yeah.
That'd be fair enough, wouldn't it?
You know who you are.
Yeah.
We might not.
So then, make sure you check out Pod Riot to see all of our...
friends.
Podcasting mateys.
In our family.
If you haven't listened to or watched them, do.
Yes,
make sure you give them a chance. They're all really good shows. Podriot.com. MySpace is on our top 24 all the time.
Yes.
Podcast Alley. Make sure you go and vote for us if you haven't done already. We do appreciate it. Easiest way to do it is just go to punkyradio.com.
Yeah, and there's also on the MySpace page the little email address box to do it.
Yeah. It's a piece of piss. And the amount of people I know from our web stats, the amount of people that do hit the Podcast Alley button and then don't vote is amazing.
Yeah.
1,700 of you have gone from punkyradio.com to Podcast Alley, but we've got 83 votes this month. 83 out of 1,700 is not a good return.
I'm not good at maths, but that don't seem right.
That's almost like the exchange rate.
Yeah. I'm worse than maths, I'm a spelling.
Yeah. So, make sure, if you want to get involved in, basically, the making of Punky.
Yeah.
If you want to help us develop the show and edit, go to our MySpace group, Punky Owns. We've got 103 members on there. You can have a look round at our lastminutecomedy.com forums. We've got so much stuff, haven't we?
Yeah, all the videos on our
MySpace
page.
If you have stopped subscribing at iTunes because you've been on holiday or whatever, please resubscribe.
Yes.
Because we've dropped off the iTunes chart and we want to get back on it.
Like a fucking rock.
Like a fucking stone. I think it's just because people maybe didn't do it for a couple of weeks and then iTunes check the feed, don't they? And they get rid of it. So just resubscribe at iTunes if you don't mind. Have a look at our MySpace profile because there's a cheeky little 3-minute show on there that we're about to do.
Yes.
Vote Punky.
Yeah, that covers it.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog! A poog!
But you can't,
a member of the Pod Riot Network.
Let the riot begin.
On PodRiot.com.
The best and the brightest served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Pod Show, and Limelight.